Good morning. 5:57, yes, 5:57 a.m. on Thursday, June 16th, 2016. Now, I changed up my routine this morning a little bit in an attempt to break out of what has been a bad pattern for the last couple of days. I get set down, I get engaged, I get moving along, and then don't walk. And I need to stop that. I need to make sure the walk gets in. Because the days that I walk, I tend to be more productive. So I got up. I ignored the computer. I ignored my email. I ignored everything. I didn't even get coffee. I got a bit of orange juice to break the morning crud up. Got my pants on, got my boots on. Here I am. That'll be 6:20. I'll be home. All I have to do is remember to post this. I have to get some breakfast. I have to get some coffee. I'm not awake. I stayed up too late last night, making sure I had at least a minimum number of words. It was a very small number of words. I'm not happy with it, but it's been a pattern for the last couple of days. I haven't walked in the morning. I've got sidetracked early in the day. I did get most of my words in yesterday morning before 7 o'clock. Then I didn't get very many words in at all for the rest of the day. So it was a disappointing day for me. So here I am, out with the early crew this morning. Good morning. I probably didn't need to put on a sweatshirt. It is chilly, but I'm pushing hard to get back to my coffee, do back some breakfast. And working up a sweat. First mile was actually pretty fast. Now that I think about it, I sent the photo at 5:43, and then 57. What is that? 14 minutes? 15 minutes? I wonder. I'm a little sweaty. I wonder. I'm a little breathless this morning. It is that magic hour. The sun was just clearing. The tree line and the eastern horizon, the sun just barely up. A few more days will be the vernal equinox. Summer solstice. And the days will start getting shorter, but not really until actually the day after, and maybe even the day after that before it's more than a second or two difference. Oh, what is this? Sidewalk closed. Oh, this is kind of cool, actually. They've dug up the worst of the tilted sidewalk panels. They, you probably noticed that they put down these concrete slabs. To form sidewalks here, and as I'm sure they do in a lot of places, there's one section that's really bad with 5 or 6 sections of the sidewalk badly settled and frost heaved, so there's large lips, there's large tripping hazards, very uneven footing across those 4 or 5, 5 or 6, however many it was. Yep, that's exactly what it is. It's been dug up, there's forms put down. Excellent. Excellent, really don't have a lot to say this morning. Something in my eye. That is one thing I've noticed since I had the cataract surgery, is that there's a lot of crusty eye stuff, usually in the morning. You can do it. I've got to finish this book. I'm about halfway. I'm 48,000, 49,000, I forget now. I'm about halfway into it. We're at the point where we're going to start answering questions instead of raising them. We're at the point where I need to count down to the thrilling, actual smuggling. I'm gonna post. It is lovely. Squirrels, birds. This is a weekday. What have I got on the agenda today? Today is trash day. It's recycle day. I've already got the trash and recycling out. I don't have to worry about that. Late morning, I'm going to wake up the kid. She's got a psychiatrist appointment early this afternoon, so I'll have to get her over there. Got to do a grocery run today. There's a few things that we are out of, like cold cuts. Oh yeah, that's a big rig to tag around. It's a guy in a big fifth wheel. Just went down the head of the street and hung a U-turn. He did it well. It's a lot of, and the car behind him did the same thing. I wonder what's going on. Another pickup truck with a flatbed trailer following the fifth wheel. Interesting. Anyway, I'm thinking about the coming section. I'm trying to think of why this isn't going to be such an anti-climax that people aren't going to want to read the next book. Yeah, well, to begin with, it's going to be a big gap in time. This is sort of like Natalia Ruggieri's Quarter Share. Just getting started, just getting moving into the deep dark. We've got to deal with the smuggling. I need to deal with the engineering. I need to deal with some politics and some technology in this book. I need to make a story that's compelling. And right now, it's sort of like all the other books where everybody's just sitting around talking. There's been one fist fight. There's some anxiety over the organization of shipboard duties. Zoya and Natalia are sort of blank pages. They're on a barbell that is currently sailing under the name of Melbourne Maru. This is going to be loud because the moor guy is out. I need to give him a big berth. And I'm going to stop talking until I get by him. I wonder how early he has to get up in order to be here mowing this lawn at just after 7 a.m. Ah, good. My sprinklers came on. They're looking good. Watering the lawn, wetting down all of the cottonwood cotton. Today's mower day, the boys should be back to mow the lawn this morning, or this afternoon, or sometime today. Last week they didn't get to it until after dinner. It was I suspect because it was such a hot day, they took a few hours off in the heat of the day to come back in the evening. But here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.